testimony.
那我们也很感谢蔡梅西传道娘，她全程来陪伴的田传道娘来一起协助这次的所有访问的行程。
We also would like to thank Sister Tai for having accompanied Sister Tian during this entire journey.
我们希望神能够能够大力纪念他们对于这次工作所付出的辛劳。
We hope that our Lord in heaven will remember all the labor they have put into this.
那也求我们大家在祷告当中也能够继续为他们这次所做的圣工来代祷，希望这一切都能够顺利，来荣耀神的名。
Let us also remember to intercede for them in our prayer, so that all of their work can glorify our heavenly Father.
那我想田传道娘已经在这边有为我们做过几次见证，所以我也不多加介绍。
Since Sister Tian has testified here several times, I will skip the introduction.
那我们现在就请田传道娘在这边为我们做美好见证。
Now we would like to ask Sister Tian.Please pray in silence.
阿门。哈利路亚，奉主耶稣基督的圣名来做见证。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I bear testimony.
感谢主耶稣的带领和大家的爱心，让我有机会能到这里看了非常美丽的国家。
Thank God for His guidance and for everyone's loving prayer. I'm able to be here to see such a beautiful country.
也看见了很多很亲爱的朋友和所有的信徒。
I also get to see many of my beloved friends and also all of the members here.
今天小妹所要见证的是我本人所遭遇的事情。
Today, I would like to testify.Of the things that I have witnessed and have experienced myself, which is that the Lord has saved me.
1974年的八月,
in the August of 1974,
我当时才三十几岁,
I was only 30-some years old.
我的大儿子田传道刚好读国中一年级。
My oldest son, who's a preacher Tan himself, he was only in the first grade level in high school.
我就想要拼命的工作，要赚钱，来培养孩子读书。
I wanted to work as much as I could so that we could make enough money to sponsor the study.
我一口气就租了五分地的水田。
So I had actually rented.Some land.
我先生不在家，在外注牧教会。
My husband was actually pastoring some churches at the time outside of our home area.
这一切工作都是我自己要去面对。
So I had to face all of the work myself.
我种了，一半是番茄，一半是高丽菜。
I had actually planted two types of food.One is a type of vegetables, and the other is actually a type of our yam, right? Oh, cabbage and sweet potatoes.
当时没有现在发达的马达喷雾器。
At that time, there wasn't all this advanced equipment.
都需要自己用背的十六公升的水，这样子要打。
So I actually had to put the fertilizer onto my back with a strap, and I had to go around releasing the chemicals that way.
从早上四点多一天亮，我已经在田地工作。
Starting from about 4 a.m., I would start working in the field.
从四点多要打到十点，差一点点就做完的时候。
And I would actually do so until almost 10 a.m.
就风也一直吹，药我打的药也这样子随着风也打到我身体。
And actually, along with the wind, all these chemicals that were released would actually be blown onto my body as well.
有时候逆向风来打药。
Sometimes I would release the chemicals against the wind.
那不要紧。
And that's actually not as bad.
我就剩下一点点，本来想休息，因为风已经吹得那么大。本来想休息，因为剩下一点点想打碗。
And there's one time, when I was about to, get rested, but since there was only very little left, so I thought maybe I should continue.
结果我打药的杆子勾在杆针，种番茄绑的那个杆针，哦，立的杆针就被它勾住了。
But unfortunately, actually, the bag that I was carrying got hooked onto one of the beams that were used to support my veggies.
我就用猛力的拉那个绳子，把它用力拉的时候，它自然把它自然就调过正常。
So I tried to use brute force to get away from that.
结果我手上拿的喷药头正面对着我，这样子一推，那个农药一下子喷出来。
So then what happened is, after I used brute force, it just happened that with the wood beam, it actually pushed onto the handle part and actually spray these chemicals onto me.
我因为吓到忘记了，这个一片空白的头脑忘记，说要放下这个杆子，忘了，就一直喷在我的脸上。
Because I was so shocked by that, I actually even forgot to stop this action. So the chemicals kept being sprayed onto me.
等到我的眼睛觉得痛的时候，我就把那个杆子丢下来。
When my eyes eventually got to the point of hurting so much, then I released this handle.
我的眼双眼非常的痛。
My two eyes were hurting a lot.
我心里也看不见。视线。
I could not see.
完全一片黑。
It was just darkness before me.
我就想我瞎了眼了。
I thought to myself, maybe I have been blinded.
我又身上脸上流到身上的农药，凡是打到的地方都是冰冷。
And actually, in on my body, wherever the chemical got sprayed, I felt that there was a certain coldness.
我心里好难过。
I felt really uncomfortable inside.
又紧张。
I was also very nervous.
我怎么回去？
How would I go back home?
我路都不知道怎么回去。
I would not even know where the roads are because I could not see.
结果我蹲下来祷告。
So I just knelt down and prayed.
我哭着祷告神。
I wept in my prayer.
我心里想，我向神说，你要让我的眼睛再打开。
I said to God, please open my eyes again.
我看不到路，怎么回家？
I cannot even see the roads. How can I go home?
那我的孩子怎么办？我照顾不了了。
What is going to happen to my children? I would not be able to take care of them anymore.
我这样子两次三次祷告。
I pray like this for two and three times.
我的眼睛一点视线都没有。
But I still could not see anything.
我真的好难过。
I really felt bad.
我就想到最边的地方有一个小水沟。
Then I remember there's a small creek along the edge of the field.
想在那里有水用水洗眼睛，恐怕农药洗尽了眼睛会看到。
I was thinking to myself, if I were to wash my eyes in the creek, maybe I can wash the chemicals away.
可是怎么洗也看不到。
I tried that, but I still could not see.
我真的大声哭了。
And I started to cry out loud.
我说主啊，救我，我怎么回家？
I said, Lord, save me. How can I go home?
我又想距离有500公尺多的那个路中间有一个大水沟，我们走到那边恐怕用大水洗会洗干净。
I was thinking about 500 meters away, there's a much bigger creek. Maybe I can use a lot of water there.To wash it and it would be okay.
可是我走不出去。
But I could not even walk to that place.
我这个时候就可以体验圆满的人的世界生活。
That was the moment I could experience what it was like to be a blind person.
真的走一步好像掉在坑里面的感觉。
It really felt like with every step that I took, I was about to fall in.
好慌。
I was very nervous in my heart.
结果我还是摸熟的，在田埂摸熟的，凭着记忆，这个田埂是一直到那个水圳，就不要走左右，一直摸熟那个田埂，这样子走下去。
I use from what I can remember, and also touching on some of those guides on the side, I kept walking straight.
结果到了水圳。
And eventually, I came to this bigger water body.
我就进到水圳里面。
So I went inside this container.
我就好像我很高兴，终于有很多的水可以洗脸。
I felt very glad that there was enough water actually to wash my eyes.
我想这就一定有救了。
I was thinking to myself, I am saved.
可是我到里面把整个脸放在水里面，眼睛用手这样打开放在水里面，还是没有用。
I tried to wash my entire head, even dipping my head inside, propping my eyes open with my fingers, it still did not help.
还是一样，一片黑。
I still could not see anything but darkness.
我就在水圳里面跪着祷告神。
I was actually kneeling like that, praying to God.
我说，主啊，你要可怜我。
Saying that, Lord, please have mercy on me.
我这样眼瞎了，我怎么帮助传道的家？
If I were to become blind like this, how can I help the household of a pastor?
传道的家受损了，传道又怎么能专心做你的工？
If this preacher's household is in lack, how would he be able to do your work?
这样反复的祷告。
I kept praying like this repeatedly.
祷告完了。
And then at the end,
我喊一面喊 Hallelujah, 然后慢慢的眼睛打开。
I said Hallelujah, and at the same time, slowly opened my eyes.
结果我看到的还是一片黑。
I still could only see darkness.
后来我自己审查我自己。
Then I started to reflect on myself.
我真的信心不足。
I really did not have faith.
我相信如果我信心够的话，这一切都不是问题。
If I have enough faith, this would not be a problem.
我再一次祷告神。
I pray one more time.
我哭着祷告神。
I was weeping in my prayer.
我说现在我除了耶稣以外，没有别的方法可以救我。
Other than Jesus, there is no other way for me.
在那里祷告很久。
I pray for a long time.
因为那个地方是水田，两边水田的主要的路线，所以很多人路过。
There was actually a main route between fields, so a lot of people would walk by that area.
很多人经过说啊，他在祷告还是在哭。
Many people who passed by and saw me were thinking to themselves, is she really praying or is she just weeping?
我不管人家的声音。
I did not care about what other people said.
我只面对神。
I faced God only.
我向神说。
I said to God,
你一定要救我。
You have to save me.
我帮助传道的家，传道才可以安心地出去做圣工。
I need to help the preacher's family so that he can go out and work.
难道我这样认真工作，为了孩子的读书不对吗？
Is it not right for me to work so hard for the future of my children?
我做错了吗？
Am I doing something wrong?
主啊，你要可怜我。
Lord, please have mercy on me.
结果我祷告完了。
After I finished praying,
我一面喊 Hallelujah.
I said Hallelujah.
我慢慢地睁开眼睛。
And slowly opened my eyes at the same time.
哇，感谢主，我看到一片白白的。
And thank God, I actually saw a layer of whiteness.
虽然什么都没有看到。
Even though I didn't see anything.
只是一个白的白色的光线而已。
It seems like there's only white light.
我心里有百分之百的信心说，这就神已经听我的祷告了。
In my heart, I knew that God is already listening to my prayer.
神已经在我身上做工了。
He has already done work on me.
主啊，我再祷告。
Lord, I will pray more.
我向神说。
So I said to God,
你让我看，白色是你的恩典。
You allow me to see white. which is actually your grace.
但是你不要只有治我一半。
But don't just heal me halfway.
一定要全部的全部完全的治好，像昨天我看的之前看的那样子。
Please heal me to the point of, you know, the time before I got blinded, like yesterday.
我向神说。
I said to God.
你能的。
You are able.
你无所不能。
You can do anything.
你万事都能。
You can do everything in this world.
因为你是万能的医生。
Because you are the almighty doctor.
请你快快的救好医好我的眼睛。
Please quickly heal my eyesight.
就是现在赶快医好。
Right now, please heal me.
结果我又祷告将要结束的时候。
When I was about to finish my prayer,
我心里有百分百的相信主耶稣一定会医好我的眼睛。
I had this 100% faith in my heart that the Lord would heal my sight.
一面喊 Hallelujah, 一面慢慢的睁开眼睛。
And while I was saying Hallelujah, I slowly opened my eyes.
结果我看到的，哇，世界多美。
And then I saw the beauty of the earth.
和四个小时以前所看的完全看到。
It was just like 4 hours ago when I still had my vision.
这个四个小时我好像度过了40年多的时间。
This past 4 hour felt like 40 years to me.
那种最痛苦的时刻。
It was the utmost pain.
已经下午2点多。
And that was already 2-something in the afternoon.
我肚子也饿了。
I was quite hungry.
我就走回家。
So I walked home.
一到家里。
When I arrived at home,
孩子就说，妈妈，为什么现在才来？
My children asked me, how come you arrived home so late?
我们烧的饭，我们因为饿，所以等不到妈妈，我们先吃了。
We actually cooked for ourselves, and because we didn't see you back, so we started eating.
孩子就把饭盛好，就马上赶快给我吃。
The children prepared the meal and presented them to me.
后来我大女儿就说，妈妈，你为什么眼睛红红？
My oldest daughter said to me, how come your eyes are red?
我看了镜子，我们眼白眼我都是红红深红的颜色。
I looked at the mirror and I noticed that the white part of my eyes are all red.
结果我叫孩子说先弄个开水，我要洗澡。
I asked my children to help me prepare some water for me to take a bath.
开水烫的开水开了，我别的地方觉得很烫，可是农药打到的地方很冰冷，非常冷。
So they
又麻麻的。
So they prepared some hot water for me, and actually when I immersed myself in the water, I could feel that there are still the parts that got the chemicals, and those areas still felt cold, even though the other parts of the body felt the heat from the water.
结果我吃了饭休息休息一阵子。
After I had something to eat, I rested for a while.
到了五点多我想到外面我打农药的那些瓶子还有喷雾器没有收起来，怕人家的孩子去玩了喝了，那麻烦很大，我就去收回来。
After 5 o'clock, then I remember that I left all of that chemical container outside in the field, and because I was afraid that some of the kids may actually go and play with those chemicals and may accidentally drink from them, I thought I should go outside to gather them.
到了晚上六点吃过晚饭以后，孩子在书房做功课，我跟最小的在客厅等时间要聚会。
After 6 o'clock, we had dinner together, and after that point, then some of my children went to do the homework, and me and my youngest child, we were waiting in at the house for the service.
结果我开始小孩子看卡通，我开始。抽筋呐。
My son was actually watching a cartoon show, and at that time, my body started to go into a shock.
结果一阵一阵抽，我觉得不对，我农药中毒了。
then that was the time I realized I might have gotten poison.
我想要站起来，要到房间休息。
I tried to stand up to go into the room to rest.
原来我的身体已经不能直，脚也是因为一阵一阵抽的时候，那个筋拉起来就受不了，脚都不能直，所以我趴在地上。
So actually, I felt some cramming in my digits, and that was the time I realized that actually the poison had gotten into me.
准备爬着要到房间去。
I was actually getting ready to go into the room.
我的小儿子看我以为是咒骂给他上，他就马上赶快爬到我背上。
My youngest son saw that I was shaking like that, and he thought that I wanted to play a horse, and so he went to my back to try to ride on me.
我说你快下来，我不是咒骂给你起，我农药中毒了，我生病了，你赶快下来。
I told him that I'm not trying to be a horse for you right now. Please come down from me because I actually have gotten intoxicated.
这样他就赶快到书房叫他哥哥，说妈妈生病了。
So that's when he went into the study room to tell his siblings that I am poisoned.
我就爬到床上。我爬到床上。
I went to my bed.
结果我在床上要坐着祷告，连坐下都不能。
I tried to actually sit up to pray, and I couldn't even do that.
我全身被抽，那个头，这个头。那个神经被拉到里面，已经紧得要命了，还要拉，还要拉，真的受不了，农药中毒，真的受不了。
I could feel that my body was completely in a cramming position, and I felt that even all the veins are actually pulling me from the inside.
这个手也是卷起来，卷的，哦，那个好像筋已经收起来哦，橡皮好像尽量的收起来。脚也是一样，每一个地方的肉都很痛，全部好像被捏起那个，把它夹得很紧啊，真的受不了。
I felt that all the nerves in my body as if they had been kneaded, so that I'm actually being tightened up from inside out.
哇，真的，痛苦的太痛苦了。
It was very painful.
我那四个孩子。马上跑过来说：“妈妈，你怎么样？”
All four of my children came to me and asked, "How are you doing, mother?"
我大女儿说：“妈妈，你怎么擦黑口红？”
My oldest daughter said, "Why do you put on black lipstick?"
我的嘴唇和眼睛都发黑了。
I could tell at that point that my lipstick and my eyes were all well turned into dark.
这个时候，我看我的手我的指甲都发黑。
And I was looking at my fingers and my hands. I could notice that the color of my nails had been turned into black.
血管一条一条粗粗的黑条，黑黑的血管露出来在外面。
I could see the vessels, my blood vessels, they all turned dark and they all protruded out from the skin.
我看了，我就确定是农药中毒极深。
I could confirm that I was poisoned by the chemicals.
我大儿子就填充到。说妈妈，我赶快去跑，叫卫生室的医生来。
My oldest son, who is preacher 10, he told me that let me go find some physician at the clinic.
来不及了。
I said that it's already too late.
因为我躺下去，我的感觉，这个我的生命就这么一条细线，随时都会断，我就随时会死。
I felt that if I were just to lie down, my life is just like a very thin thread.It could be broken and at any time.
那孩子说怎么办?
So the children asked, what should we do?
我的全身都不但抖，我发冷，不但抖还要拉紧，我就勉强说，这样子说祷告，祷告，为我祷告就好了。
My entire body was shaking, and I could barely bring my hands together in a prayer mode, and so I said, let's just pray.
我心里想，这个时候就算我送到医院也来不及了。
I was thinking to myself, even if I were being sent to the hospital at this point, it would have been too late.
因为我的生命已经像细线一样将要断了。
I felt that my life was just like a very thin piece of thread, just about to be broken.
我的胃也好，我的心脏也好，全部都 硬起来，像石头，感觉里面都是有石头，非常硬，我全部收起来。
I could even feel that all my internal organs are like stones. They have been hardened, and they are actually in a cramming, mode as well.
我真的受不了。
I really could not stand the pain.
就像白天我瞎眼部分两样一样的。
Just like the experience I had during the daytime when I lost my vision for several hours.
我就想，啊，我要投降了。
I was thinking, maybe I should just give up.
我向神说，照你的意思，你要我活，你要我死，都没有关系，我已经受不了了。
I said to God, I will just go according to your will, whether you want me to live or not, because I cannot stand it anymore.
这个时候，四个孩子因为都有得圣灵，他们用灵言祷告，那最小的老幺四岁两岁半，他用悟性祷告。
And most of my children had received the Holy Spirit at the time, so they all pray in tongue for me. But my youngest son was only 2.5 years old, and so he was praying in understanding.
结果他我听到他祷告说，主耶稣不要让我妈妈死。
So I could understand that.In his prayer, he said, Lord Jesus, don't let my mother die.
因为妈妈死了，没有人照顾我。
Because if mom is to die, then no one can take care of me.
爸爸当传道都不能在家里照顾我。
Our dad, is a preacher, so he cannot be home to take care of us.
你要可怜我，我还很小。
Please have mercy on me because I'm still very young.
他讲到这里，我回头想，啊，孩子可怜。
When he said that, and in thinking back right now, I thought that it was quite pitiful.
我不能死。
I could not die.
这些孩子他们的成长由谁照顾呢？
I was thinking to myself, what would I do, or what would happen to the children if I were to die?
我就把祷告放在心里面，向神说，如果你觉得传道的家少了我没有关系的话，照你的意思，如果我走了，传道的家有缺省的话，请你可怜我们。
So in my heart, I actually said to God that if you feel that without me, the household of this preacher can continue on, then let your will be done.
我就昏过去了。
And after I said that, then I became unconscious.
孩子一直叫我没有回答，他们拼命的祷告，哭着祷告。
The children kept asking for me, but I could not hear them, and they were actually crying in their prayer.
就一个一个睡着了。
They fell asleep one by one.
最后留下最大的还是拼命的祷告。
At the end, only the oldest child was still awake, and that child was still praying very hard.
到半夜我惊醒，因为为什么我身上那么重？
Around midnight, I actually woke up out of a shock, feeling that my body was very heavy.
我用脚踢棉被，为什么上面那么重？
I tried to use my leg to kick off the blanket, thinking that it was so heavy.
原来每一个孩子都趴在我身上哭着睡着了。
That's when I realized all of my children had fallen asleep from praying and crying.
我醒过来，哦，农药味那么浓。
I could smell how thick the smell of the chemicals was when I woke up.
神，感谢主，神让我猛汗，猛大汗。
Thank God that actually God allowed me to sweat.
把所有的农药都跟汗流出来。
And it seemed as if all the chemicals came out of my body along with the sweat.
我看了我的手指头，手指甲已经不黑了。
I noticed that my nails were no longer black.
我看了镜子，我的嘴唇也不黑了。
I looked at the mirror and my lips are no longer black.
我叫大儿子，我说，辉煌辉煌，你怎么没有把弟弟妹妹好好的睡？
I call out to my oldest son, asking him how come he didn't put the other sisters and brothers in bed.
他还没有睁开眼睛。详细看到我听到我的声音马上大声喊妈妈你没有死你没有死。
And before he even get a chance to come to his own senses, he yelled out loud, the mother, you did not die.
我说我没有死啊。
I said, Yes, I did not die.
他就说，感谢主，我们以为你死了。
So he said, thank God, because we thought you were dead.
我们一直祷告。
We kept praying.
祷告到累了，再躺下去。
To the point where we were so tired, so we fell asleep.
就说我反而被孩子的祷告来感动。
That was the time I was actually very touched by my children's prayer.
我说这么小孩子，这么小的孩子的祷告，蒙神垂听，救了我了。
I was thinking to myself that these children are so young, yet the prayer reached God and God saved me.
我们看一下经节。
Let's read a verse together.
我们看诗篇三十四篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 34.
六节七节。
Psalm 34, verse 5, 6, and 7.
我们一起念。
Let's read together.
我这困苦人呼求耶和华便垂听救我脱离一切患难耶和华的使者在敬畏他的人视为安营搭救我他们感谢主
Thank God
这真是我的患难神搭救了
I really felt that I was being delivered by the Lord.
然后，那隔天，我们一起祷告的时候。
The next day when we prayed together.
哎，我最小的孩子为什么也说灵言也震动
？I noticed that my younger son was also speaking in tongue and had bodily movement.
哎，我就跟他说，你不要模仿我们大人祷告。
So I told him, don't just mimic the way we pray.
这样神不喜欢，以后他不给你圣灵。
This way the Lord would not like it, and he would not give you the Holy Spirit for real.
三个月以后，我们秋季的灵恩会的时候。
About 3 months later, during our fall convocation.
传道说，要求圣灵，还有身体需要，祈求平安的，到前面来祷告。
When the preacher asked for those who want to have the laying of hand to come forward,
我叫我小儿子到前面求圣灵。
I asked my youngest son to go forward to pray for the Holy Spirit.
他就跟我说，妈妈，我有圣灵啊。
He said to me, Mother, I already have the Holy Spirit.
我说你没有，你从来没有传道，没有按手过，也没有求过圣灵，你那个是模仿我们大人祷告。
I said to him,You have never been laid hand on before, and you never even pray for the Holy Spirit. The way you pray is actually just mimicking us. So he went up front to pray.
祷告完了，传道说有得圣灵的举手。
The preacher asked at the end of the prayer, those of you who have received the Holy Spirit, please raise your hand.
因为他很小，他站起来举手。
Because he was very young, he stood up and raised his hand.
其他是大人，他在中间，他就站起来举手。
Standing among all these other adults,
结果，欺负者指着孩子说，那个孩子本来就有圣灵，那个不是我们按手就有的。
Then one of the person in charge, pointed out to him, saying that this child already had the Holy Spirit.
结果他向我，表示说，意思说，你看我说有圣灵，你不相信。
So my youngest son looked at me and gave me this gesture. See, I told you so.
感谢主。
Thank God.
神不但救了我，也给我小儿子宝贝的圣灵。
The Lord has saved me, and moreover, He has given His precious Holy Spirit to my youngest one.
所以我们所信的神是真神。
So we know that the Lord we believe in is a living God.
不但救能救我们，也是我们最好的朋友。
He's able to save us, and moreover, He is the best of friends.
随时随地在我们左右帮助我们。
At any time and any place, He is there to help us.
是人没有办法帮助的那种困难，只有神可以帮助。
Even when men cannot help us with our problems, He can still help us.
愿一切荣耀归在神的名下。
May all the glory be under his name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're very thankful to Sister Tian for her good testimony.
我们先来唱一首诗赞美神,
Let's sing a hymn together to praise our Lord. Hymn 96.